All right, Robert, you about ready to do this thing?
As ready as I'm going to be.
All right, you know what we're doing, right?
Talking senselessly about fishing?
The place-by-place fishing report.
Oh, that's it. It was something like that.
Yeah. And by the way, I had somebody remind me, one of our listeners, who said this is the place-by-place fishing report, not the place-by-place rattlesnakes report. So he just wants to hear about the fish, and he doesn't want to hear anything about snakes or scorpions or deserts or anything like that. So
gives them nightmares, or
I don't know. He didn't say.
Can't handle it, or
maybe
can't handle senseless gibberish every now and then.
He might just be tender. I don't know. I mean, he did say it with a little smirk on his face, so he may have just been joshing. It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell, yeah.
Anyway, you've got me, Cap Josh Olive. You've got Robert Lukowitz, the manager here at Fish and Frank's Bait and Tackle Boutique in the heart of the bustling metropolis of Charlotte Harbor. We are here to do this place-by-place fishing report, which, as usual, starts with the Harbor Heights and upriver along with Shell Creek. But let me just tell you, if we get distracted at any point along the way, you're just coming along with us, and that's all there is to it. Because we're the ones with the microphones.
Or hit fast forward or turn it off.
Yeah. Whatever
like
you want to do.
Anything else you don't like on TV or whatever, turn it off. Change the channel.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, change the channel and look up the River Height.
There we go. Yes, let's do that.
Well, I'd be curious to know what it's done this week with all the exceptional rain we've had inland and around
you
us.
You know, I looked at it a couple days ago, and it didn't look like it was doing much. There was a flood warning for the Myakka, but their flood stage is not
much
very
smaller.
High.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it really only needs to go up a couple feet to get a flood stage on the Myakka.
Their flood stage is, what, 7 feet or 9 feet?
9 feet. All right, so here we are looking at the Peace River State Road 70 at Arcadia. It peaked at 4.65 feet.
Really?
Yep, and it's already started to drop. The peak was on the 28th, and it's down now to 4.48 feet.
That's crazy. I would have never guessed that.
So, yeah, no, not nearly as much as it looked like it was.
Well, as much rain as went through Tampa and Orlando and everything else, that should have been, that sheet flow should have been already here by now, or at least started to.
Well, I mean, it's done.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's already dropping. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little history on that. Looking back at about a week ago, on the 22nd, it was at 3.3 feet. So we did see a rise of a foot and a third.
Right.
But that's not much. A 16-inch rise, I would have thought it would be way more than that.
So did I. Oh, well.
Hence my surprise when I looked at it, and hence your surprise when I looked at it on your behalf just now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's good. It's interesting.
Here we go. Peace River, Harbor Heights, upriver, along with Shell Creek.
Nothing. Just gar.
Just gar.
A lot of gar swimming around. Some baby tarpon swimming around.
Okay. Hold on. I got to figure out something else for this cord, because that's going to annoy the hell out of me. There we go. That's better.
Thought okay. You were better prepared today.
Well, shut up.
No problem. They are getting some Mayan cichlids and small snook up by Shell Creek. A couple of people are claiming they got some big ones, but I have yet to see a picture of one. Not even bragging on our Facebook page. Wow. Someone claimed they got a 44-incher up there.
A 44-incher?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Maybe they were measuring on the centimeters side of that ruler.
Eh, I believe it's very possible up there. Usually if you catch a fish like that, you're going to brag about it.
Right. I would think so. By the way, for those of you who aren't metric, 44 centimeters would be about a foot and a half.
Yeah.
And way more believable.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we push it on then?
Sure.
Darce Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges area.
Nothing.
Nothing. US 41 Bridges.
Pretty darn slow. Some small mangrove snapper, a few peanut snook. There has been some bait and stuff around there, so the seagulls and pelicans have been having a good time, and there's been some tarpon showing up in them very sporadically. Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. There's got to be a lot of fish there right now with all the birds and everything.
Yeah.
It's pretty much just birds.
And it's really weird the way that that's been happening, because we noticed the same thing out yesterday, is the upper harbor is alive with birds.
Mm-hmm.
Not really seeing the bait on the surface,
mm-mm,
but lots of birds out there. We drove over some of the places where the birds were really active, and you can mark the bait. The bait's sitting on the bottom.
Right.
So, and that's because the birds keep chasing it down.
Right.
Going further down the harbor, we started seeing lots of predatory fish activity, but no birds.
Right.
So you see random tarpon rolling out there. You see big random pops at the surface, but there's no birds out there to chase around that bait. And that just didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. Nope. Usually the birds follow the fish because the fish help them catch. And it just was very strange.
It is.
Don't know what to tell you on that. The Lashley Seawall.
Nothing.
Well, as it so happens to happen, I have a report for you that I just collected 10 minutes ago.
Oh, there you go.
Gentleman told me that he's been using chunks of frozen ladyfish to catch snook down there.
Okay.
So, not huge snook, but fairly steady. So.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yep. And he said sometimes his chunks of frozen ladyfish just disappear.
Mm-hmm. Torn apart by little catfish.
And crabs and all them other things that are down there.
Exactly.
He said sometimes he gets cut off, too.
Yeah.
And I said, that's the bull sharks.
That's the baby bull shark.
So.
All right.
So, Bayshore Pier would be the next spot, but there ain't no Bayshore Piers. And then the Port Charlotte Beach Pier would be the spot for that, but there ain't no Port Charlotte Beach Pier. So, that brings us to Spring Lake Park.
Let's see. There's been a few black drum there. And some very tiny mangrove snapper. They're all scared of everybody. Yes.
Scared of the poachers?
I don't know. It's been sporadic down there. All the rain we've had, even locally, has made that water jet black. I've got maybe a foot of visibility off of our dock.
Yes.
So even though the rivers didn't rise, the local rain was pretty significant.
Yeah, the canals got nice and dark.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the canals, the Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish canals, what's going on in there?
Black drum. They're still schooling up, and then they're also broken apart in singles and doubles.
Okay.
Quite a few small peanut snook still around. A lot of juvenile tarpon being seen. Very few being caught. That's about it. Not even hearing of the sand bream yet, which we should be, but have not heard of them yet.
They're there.
Oh, no, they are. I've seen a couple commercial guys come through.
Yep. And if you're having difficulty with catching fish off your dock here in the canals, just try the old sand bream trick. Chunks of peeled shrimp. Sitting down there on the bottom. See how they feel about that.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to catch a couple catfish.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to catch a couple baby mangrove snappers. But if you've got those sand bream around, probably catch some of those too.
Yep.
Okay. Anything up around the Iljabeen Bridge?
No.
No reports from Iljabeen. The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
There's been some ladyfish schools and some big Spanish mixed in with them. Like 20, 22-inch Spanish mackerel. Not a lot of them, but quality fish. And there has been a few tarpon rolling around in amongst them, but not consistent.
Random tarpon scattered throughout.
Yeah.
Okay. The South Gulf Cove canals.
I got nothing.
No reportos. The West Wall.
West Wall has got quite a few redfish on it. A handful of small snook.
Are these reds schooling yet, or?
No, they're under the bushes, but they're in, like, up to five fish under one spot. They're starting to school up in other locations, but the West Wall, they very rarely school up on the West Wall. Even 30 years ago, when they'd school up all the time, you never really found them schooled on the West Wall for some reason.
Okay. All right, redfish and...
small snook. There has been a few pompano on top of the bar with some mixed match of ladyfish. And then just on the outside of the bar, in 6 to 10 feet of water, schools of ladyfish, some Spanish mackerel mixed in with all them, and some sharks. And the sharks are various sizes, from 2 to 6 feet. It's surprising how many bigger bulls have been around. You always hear of like one here, one there, but I mean, I think you and I could legitimately go out there shark fishing today and catch several sharks in the 5 to 6 foot range.
Oh, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. We've been seeing those larger sharks popping up all over the place.
Yeah. Just a little out of character for this time of year. Not the numbers. And then there also are some tarpon mixed in along all that whole area on the outside of the bar.
Okay. Targeting those with soft plastics so the sharks don't get them?
Yeah. I mean, ladyfish are still working well, too, so it's just up to you with what you want to do.
Busters if the sharks keep taking your ladyfish. The K-Pays Bar.
Well, there's been a few pompano being skipped along there, along with some ladyfish and Spanish max. But it has not been super busy there. There were some trout before all of this rain. But I haven't heard anything in like 6 days over there, as far as trout go. Somebody was saying that they said the grass is starting to perk up a little bit over there. But not sure if he knows really what turtle and eel and manatee grass really looks like.
Right. Well, and a lot of people don't. So, but for the edification of our listeners, the turtle grass, which is the material that you really want to attract all the little stuff that's going to attract all the big stuff. That's long blades, and the blades are flat. So that's the stuff that you really want to see. There's also manatee grass. Manatee grass can have pretty long blades, but the blades are rounded. And manatee grass usually doesn't form as dense a bed. It's not a bad thing to have manatee grass around. Manatee grass is good. It's just maybe not quite as good as turtle grass is for bringing in all the other stuff. And then you've got the other common grass we have is shoal grass. If you see areas where it's really shallow and there's a real thin, sparse kind of grass growing there, that's shoal grass. Shoal grass is good because it grows fast. And once it's growing in an area, it usually spreads pretty quickly. And once it holds down the silt with the roots, then manatee grass can get in there and start growing, and hopefully after that, turtle grass. So that's kind of the procession that we see. Shoal grass, then manatee, and then turtle. So it's a good thing to have any kind of seagrass around out there, but what you really want is that turtle grass. That's the key to everything.
Okay.
It's a fun little ecology lesson, and it relates directly to fishing. So
it does.
Hopefully we won't get any complaints about that.
Do they find snakes in them?
No, there's no snakes in the turtle grass,
okay.
Robert. Well, I suppose...
Garden eels?
I've never seen one, but I suppose it's entirely possible that there could be. Shrimp eels like that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But... You know, shrimp eels aren't too particular about their habitat. They'll live over mud, but where they really want to live is in oysters.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. Turtle and bull bays?
There's been redfish scattered in there. There has been a small school of redfish inside Turtle Bay. 30 fish, roughly. So they're starting to ball up just a little tiny bit. I'm sure that there's some right there on the bar right there at the entrance into Turtle Bay, but I don't know anyone that's talking about them yet.
Well, they wouldn't, would they?
Yeah, they do. They all end up running their mouth too much at one point or another.
Yeah, but it takes them a little while to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They usually don't talk about it right away. And then maybe a couple weeks later you start to hear about it. So.
Okay. Been some small sharks up inside there too. And of course a lot of small snook. Variety of baits are working on them too. I mean, soft plastics, spoons, artificial wise, and then natural baits like cut ladyfish, cut mullet, white bait, pinfish are working the best for the redfish right now. You know, there's so many little tiny snapper, like 4 to 6 inch snapper out there. If you're throwing white bait up under the bushes waiting for redfish, they're getting destroyed by the little snapper.
I see.
So pinfish tend to work a little bit better for the redfish right now.
Okay. I'm guessing that the snapper are equally destroying the shrimp.
Yeah.
Okay. So, pinfish instead, which we don't have.
Right. Catch them yourself.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Been a few Spanish mackerel and ladyfish out there. In the vicinity of them, not right on top of them. It's the same thing with some sharks and the occasional tarpon.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
Well, Three Sisters has got a small school of redfish. And it might be the same school that's jumping back and forth between Sandfly and Three Sisters, because there's another school that I've been hearing about over there by Sandfly and Kale Palau.
Okay.
And then a whole lot of little snook all along the shoreline. And then some trout and ladyfish and Spanish mackerel out there in that 6 to 10 feet of water. And they are not schooled up real heavy, so it's like you might see a little bit of bait come through and you'll see some popping activity, but it's very short-lived, so you just kind of got to drift through the area.
Okay.
And like you said, guys are just stumbling across the occasional blow-up and then going over to that area and kind of concentrating there for a little while and seeing what they pick up. Because the birds are not giving anything away because they're all up here.
Okay, any report of Big Jacks over there?
No. I've not heard much about Jacks at all anywhere.
We ran into a school of Big Jacks out there in that area. We had them chasing baits, trolled baits, but couldn't get them to commit to it. I mean, admittedly, it's kind of cool to see a school of 10 big 15-poundish jacks chasing after your bait, but it's also a little frustrating when they just won't commit to it. You try slowing down, you try speeding up, you try... no.
That's weird.
They just look, and then they disappear.
They're just bullies. They like to torment.
Yep.
We're going to scare the daylights out of this bait fish and then not even eat them.
Yeah. Yep. That's how they are. Bunch of jerks. The Placida area, including the pier, which is not functional, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
All around the Placida trestle has been some good snook. Early mornings and evenings. I mean, they're catching a lot of fish in the mid to upper 20s inch range. A couple guys have been hooking some fairly good sized fish that's all they're targeting, so they're fishing all night for one or two fish, but I've seen several pictures of some 36, 38 inch snook.
Okay.
And then there's been a lot of small mangrove snapper, an occasional pompano, and then still a few sharks down there. Some bonnet heads, black nose, sharp nose, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Mostly your smaller sharks.
Okie doke. And course, the best way to get those sharks to come in is to pull up to the sandbar and hop over.
Yeah. Yeah, jump right out. Yep. Kick your feet around a lot.
Absolutely.
Especially right around sunset and sunrise. It's perfect prime time.
Yep. And the water's dark enough that you really can't see what's going on there. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah.
Lemon Bay. Stump Pass, Milton Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park, and associated areas.
I got nothing for up in there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on.
We've had several Englewood
over. Fishing Club.
Well, most of those guys have been coming down here.
Yeah, but fish up there on the way.
I know.
So that we know what's going on.
I know.
Come on. Give it a half hour so we at least have a report.
Right. And I'll be honest, I had two reports from Bill from the Englewood Fishing Club on my email this morning, but I didn't read them.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's probably where the reports are.
There might have been,
sitting right in there. So
there might have been.
Here I am berating them, and they sent us the reports.
Yeah, he sent me.
You just didn't bother to read it.
Yeah, well, he sent you the same report.
Did he?
He sent you reports all the time, too.
I don't think he did. If he did, he probably sent it to my old email address, exactly. Which no longer functions.
Exactly.
So
how would you know then? Maybe you should follow up on that with some of your peoples out there.
Maybe I should. Moving on.
Speaking of that, you should call my sister, too, or text
to
her.
I did try
did
to call
you?
Her. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, she just didn't answer. So
okay.
I'm going to talk to her person to person instead of leaving her voicemail.
Gotcha.
The Englewood Anger Pier no longer exists. That would have been our next spot. But since Charlotte County does not care
pricks.
About land-based anglers, we do not have an anger pier, nor do we have any idea when there might be an anger pier, because Charlotte County does not care about land-based anglers. That moves us into the Gulf bottom fishing and trolling.
Oh, but they're setting up a pretty area at the beach complex that they're working on right now for where they do the weddings and ceremonies and stuff like that.
That's
but
very,
no
very
pier
important.
To go out and get a picture on of the water.
We don't need a picture of the water. It's very important to have that pretty area.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yep. Really smart, Charlotte County. Thanks a lot.
Good job. The Gulf bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
That's been really weird. The few reports I'm getting, they're getting some mangrove snapper, lane snapper, even a few yellowtail in 60 to 90 feet of water.
Okay.
Grouper and snapper wise, I have not had many reports because a lot of these storms this past week have all been coming in from the west heading east. You know, it's coming in out of the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
So a handful of guys have been out, but I haven't had much for reports. The one cool thing, though, is I had a guy that was two different reports, actually. One guy was in 60-ish feet of water out by the school bus reef.
Mm-hmm.
Got several little dolphin.
Okay.
The biggest one was 20 inches, so it's a good dolphin.
Yes.
And then another gentleman was at the boxcars. And he had dolphins swimming around the boat. They hooked one. It jumped off, and that was it.
Okay. I can dig that.
Yeah.
Okay. Please hold for a moment while I verify something. Just need to check it real quick because I don't want to screw it up and get anything wrong. Do not want to... Okay. So, red snapper season. Which has been closed for the last month, is reopening September 1st and will be open through the 14th. Now, that is recreational only. If you're planning to do a charter for Red Snapper, you're too late. It's done for the year. But there are some additional recreational days. Now, after September 14th, season is going to be shifting over to weekends only for the rest of the year. So weekends, as far as red snapper season goes, start on Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the way through the end of the year. And then you also get Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, and it might even be the whole week of Christmas. We'll talk about that when we get closer to it. But point being, every day, September 1st through the 14th, and then after that, it's shifting over to three-day weekends until the end of the year for recreational boats only.
Gotcha.
Thank you for your support.
Nice.
Anything else to add to the Gulf report?
Nope.
Okay. Let me just add this to... And there we go. That should be enough. Perfect. The Venice jetties and the Venice pier. What do we got out there?
It's been really quiet. Like, at Sharky's, I've got nothing for Sharky's. At the jetty, they've been getting some snook, an occasional pompano, Spanish mackerel, and ladyfish. But I've only had a couple reports this week on that, because everything else is probably about 3 weeks old for up there. There's been so many people going back to school, all the weather being hot and everything else. Reports have been a little...
I understand.
Sketchy at best.
Well, you know, all through the summer we get that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either people are gone, or the weather, or a holiday, or a hurricane, or... that RT thing that we haven't had at all this year, which is fantastic that we haven't had it. I don't even want to say its name. But yeah, the main thing comes down to there's not as many people out there fishing,
mm-hmm.
which is one reason why I absolutely love going out there fishing in the summertime. It was beautiful out there yesterday.
Right.
The harbor was flat, calm in the morning, and there were no boats, nobody out there. You know, I mean, the upper harbor, we saw one, maybe two boats the whole time we were out there. We get down to the lower harbor, and there's... Dude, if I saw half a dozen people fishing yesterday that weren't us, I'd be surprised. Now, on the way back, we did have other boats that were out there cruising around. I didn't see anybody else fishing. And if it weren't for those boat wakes, again, it still would have been flat calm out there. So
right.
Just a gorgeous, gorgeous day on the water yesterday. But... not so many people out there fishing it, so it is harder to get the reports and get where you're coming from.
Yep.
That brings us to the passes, which begins with Punta Rasa.
Went nothing.
Redfish Pass.
A lot of little snook and some big redfish.
Living up to its name, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you target those?
Everyone I know that, well, the two reports I got from down there was... both of them were all on live bait of pinfish, thread fins, and cut ladyfish.
Okay, and how would you fish it? Would you just drop down to the bottom of the pass, or...?
Yeah, they're just drifting along the edges of it.
Okay.
Because some of those guys are fishing for the really big snook that are there sometimes, and they've been catching some, like, 30 to 33-inch redfish.
Like it. Okay, Captiva Pass?
Some snook, Spanish mackerel... there has been some trout just on the inside of it, and just on the outside along the edge, they've been getting a few pompano. They're seeing tarpon, but nobody's catching them down there, except for way up inside on the intercoastal part, but right there in the immediate pass, they're just seeing them coming, kind of cruising through along the beach and coming inside.
Okay. Boca Grande Pass?
Boca Grande Pass has been pretty quiet with all this controversy with the parking out there and the boat traffic. I haven't heard much.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of black water pouring out of it.
Indeed. All right. Surf fishing, walking the Gulf beaches, anywhere from Sanibel to Venice.
Down in Sanibel, John was telling me he caught some whiting, a couple pompano, and some small snook. And then up around Blind Pass, I've had the same reports. And those are pretty much the only two places I've heard of lately.
Okay.
The snook are moving all over the place. I mean, people are seeing a lot of snook. They're not catching as many, but they're seeing a lot.
If you wanted to catch them, how would you maximize your chances of that?
I'm going to throw the small shrimp during the daytime or try to catch myself a little, you know, little bait fish, like a little whiting or something like that to walk the surf. And then if I wanted a bigger one, I'm going out at sunset and just going to use, I'm going to use cut bait. I'm lazy. I'm not going to throw all those big expensive NLBNs or flare hawks or any crap. I'm just going to dead bait.
Gotcha. But less in the middle of the day and more early, late.
Right.
I think that's a mistake a lot of people make. is that they want to be out there when a lot of people want to be at the beach, which is when, you know, the sun's out and you do beach type things.
Right.
But if you want to do fishing type things, well, you know, maybe be there when the other people aren't there.
When the no-see-ums are chewing on you, it's time to fish.
Yep.
That's pretty much how it works.
Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Redfish scattered all over down there. A few snook, but a lot of redfish. The redfish have really started to perk up this week with several different people.
Well, can you blame them?
No, it's that time of year.
But also, we had all this rain happen, which was accompanied by all those clouds, which was accompanied by the water temperature dropping 5 degrees. So,
right.
The redfish got a whole lot happier about that. Remember, redfish are not tropical. They really don't dig those hot water temperatures. Snook tolerate it a lot better than reds do. So,
yes.
Anytime you have that little cooling trend, absolutely it's going to make the redfish happy. And as you say, it is that time of year. So those two things are coinciding very nicely.
Yes.
Pine Island Sound, Rat, Cat, Mondongo, and Patricio and associated areas.
Around the bushes, a lot of snook and redfish. And on the open, deeper grass flats, trout, some Spanish mackerel, mixed variety of sharks. A lot of just good life in general down there. But you do have to cover some ground to find that spot because they're not just immediately this bush, this bush, and this bush. You know, it seems like they're finding a happy spot, and they're there. And then you look at four other spots that look similar to it, and nothing. But it is a patience game. You want to fish each spot and give it some time. You want to put up a mailbox post, but not your actual mailbox.
Right.
You're not camping there, but you're going to hang out for a few minutes.
Yep.
Pretend you're in a little bit of a traffic jam.
And when you find the spot and it works out really well for you, that's great. You come back down tomorrow. Try that spot first, but don't just stay in that spot just because that's where the fish were yesterday.
Yeah.
They may be hanging out there, and they may be in the spots that you tried yesterday and didn't get anything.
Exactly.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Nothing.
No reportos. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
A lot of redfish. There has been one school there that's starting to gather up 30, 40 fish on top of the bar. And then on the outside edge, there's been some Spanish, some ladyfish, and a few tarpon.
Okay. Fix my typos here real quick. I don't know what's going on with all these typos.
Which I was asked to go down there on Tuesday, but doctor's appointments.
I see.
Yeah. Yay.
Well, that's the price you pay for getting old, Robert.
I know.
East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
A lot of small snook, a scattered amount of redfish. There's been a lot of juvenile tarpon on the inside of the bar and right in the immediate vicinity inside Pirate Harbor.
Okay. And when you say in Pirate Harbor, are you going all the way up into the canals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're starting right at the mouth and all the way in.
Okay.
They're kind of scattered throughout that whole area.
Gotcha.
One guy said he hooked a couple right there behind Hobbs, but he said they were rolling all over in that little basin, and then as he went into the canal, there was more. But he only hooked the two out front and then couldn't catch anything inside.
Did he happen to say what he was using as bait?
He was using shrimp. He was just screwing around, but he saw all those little tarpon and kept throwing the shrimp.
Okay. You believe him?
Mm-hmm.
All right, just checking.
He's one of the regulars from the Burnt Store Fishing Club.
I gotcha. Still a fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they are.
Yeah.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Zero.
Zero, zip, zilch, nothing. Mm-hmm. Not a Ponce de Leon Park.
Yeah, nothing from there this week.
No reports from the park. How about the PGI canals?
Quite a few peanut snook, black drum, people seeing the tarpon. A few people are hooking them, but nothing consistent at all with those guys. And then a customer caught several mangrove snapper off of his dock. He got one sheep's head. He saw a couple other sheep's head, but then he saw some spade fish come through. He said the spade fish were like kind of doing circles out in the middle of the canal.
Okay.
And the only reason why he knows they were spade fish is because they actually came close enough up against his neighbor's sailboat and started picking away a little bit and then moved back out to the canal and were kind of moving back and forth. At first he thought they were like mullet or some kind of bigger bait fish.
Okay.
He's from the Carolinas, so he's fairly new to the area, and he did not realize that we had, like, spade fish here.
Yes. Okay. There is no Gilchrist Pier, but there is an Alligator Creek Reef. Anything going on out there?
I've heard nothing.
Okay.
Like, I know several guys that have gone through there. A couple Spanish mackerel a couple weeks ago, but, like, numbers-wise, nothing. Nothing even really worth mentioning.
But people have been fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And not catching.
Right.
Okay.
Several guys have been going there through there looking for cobia. A couple guys looking for the tarpon that are moving through there. And they just, nope. Pretty dismal.
The 20-foot holes.
Tarpon. Catfish. Sharks. Some Spanish mackerel. Kind of a mixed mash of stuff out there. Of course, the tarpon are the main draw for everyone that's fishing them. The strange part is there's not much for threadies out there. There's a few, but very few.
Okay.
Did you see anyone you were out there the other day?
No.
Yeah, Carl said
like I said,
thing.
The bait kind of disappeared once we got out of the upper harbor. Basically, it was all from Fat Point north. So yeah. Basically, line it up with Alligator Creek.
Right.
And anything south of that was, it just wasn't bait in the area.
Right.
So. All right, so for the 20-foot holes, we got tarpon, catfish, sharks of mixed sizes, catfish, some Spanish mackerel, catfish, a few ladyfish, and some catfish.
Right.
All right.
Sounds about right.
The baitfish reports.
Good luck. Jug Creek and Boquilla is where they're catching some small bait. And pinfish. And that's been, you're working at it.
Okay.
That's pretty much the only place I've heard of.
Okay. And, of course, the upper harbor has some threadies. All right. The freshwater reports.
Yeah, that's been very scattered. Live shiners are catching the bass. And then guys are using little jigs and stuff, catching some of the Mayan cichlids and tilapia. But just fish the spillways and the culverts where there's moving water. But a lot of guys have not been doing much of it. If they are, they're just buying the shiners. That's been the main seller. Well, and guys are using them both in the freshwater and the saltwater, so.
Yeah. Well, when you say the saltwater, you know, you're talking about those canals, which have gotten a lot less salty than they were.
Yeah, but you're still.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying, we're not probably taking shiners out to the beach.
No.
And throwing them in the surf.
Right.
Although, that would be an interesting experiment.
Yeah, you got about 30 seconds to a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Make it quick.
Mm-hmm. Okie doke. I was hoping to hear better freshwater reports with this rain, but that's okay. We'll take what we got. All right, let's talk about the tarpon reports. So, Okay. Do we have any changes from what we had the last time we did this? Which, by the way, has been 2 weeks. Surprises
right.
me.
No.
Not paying attention to time these days.
It's honestly pretty much still the same.
2 weeks ago, we had fish a mile or two off the beaches and in the 20-foot holes along the west wall around Alligator Creek Reef and between Burntstore and Two Pines, or they might literally be anyplace else.
No, that's still pretty much the same. There's been some fish piled up a little bit better out in the by Bayshore.
Okay.
But other than that, all the other places still the same.
Except Alligator Creek Reef, which...
Well, yeah, that's true.
Okie doke. So let's just copy this. And then we'll paste it. And then we'll make a couple teeny tiny changes. Okay, so instead of along the west wall, we'll just say around Bayshore Park.
No, the west wall stays.
Yeah, no, I left the west wall. I'm sorry, I took out Alligator Creek Reef. I was saying after west wall is what I meant to say.
Right.
Okie doke. And we're still using that was my goal.
It's easy to do.
We're still using soft plastics.
Yeah.
Preferentially, because the sharks are going to take your baits.
Yes.
And that's just how it is.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the end of this report, unless there's other things that you need to discuss, want to talk about, would like to mention.
No, not really.
Big fat nothing?
Nope. Just stay hydrated. Enjoy the fishing. Get up early. Come home early.
Right. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, be safe.
Remember that the holiday is amateur hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the people are out there doing dumb stuff who don't know any better. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. If possible, work Monday and then go boating Tuesday. Would be a much better plan.
Yes, it would be.
Volunteer to work the holiday. So. All right. Thus ends this report. Why don't you just say goodnight, Robert?
Goodnight, Robert.